Special Shabbat as we celebrate not only some amazing young people who have continued their Jewish education through their high school graduation years, but really a celebration of what Judaism can and should be when you put it in the hands of amazing young people. They transform our congregation. They are the proof that our values of putting our children's education first and foremost and being adult examples of lifelong learning really pays off. So you can tell the board you're doing a great job. We're really, really pleased. So we are delighted to celebrate these phenomenal young people and their parents and grandparents. We are delighted that you're here tonight. We thank you for partnering with the congregation in creating the next generation of the Jewish people. One of the activities we did in post-confirmation this year was, what will Judaism look like in 2050? And there's a bulletin board in the hallway of the posters that the students made. My favorite, of course, is the one where I'm tethered to a planet in outer space. And the student said to me, the biggest debate we had, Rabbi, is not whether or not you'd be alive in 2050, whether or not we should put you in a wheelchair tethered to a planet in outer space. So I thought that was really very loving and endearing. They left the wheelchair off. But if you want to take a look at that in the hallway, please do. One group did have Temple B'nai Shalom as a gym, but I pray every day that that we are still going to be in existence in 2050. But it was a great exercise and an interesting activity for all of us. I welcome all of you tonight, whether you have come to celebrate, whether you have come for healing, whether you have come to remember a loved one, or to mark Memorial Day weekend with memory for somebody who gave their life for our country. We are really glad you're all here. And I just want, for those of you who take attendance, I want you to know that Mike and Rona are here. They're not in their regular seats because they're here with a grandchild in the back of the sanctuary. Can we have a Simba moment? Can we see the grandchild, please? So tiny, so little, and so delicious. That would be the only reason that Mike would give up his seat. So I just wanted, for those of you who are taking attendance and saying, oh, did they go away for the weekend? No, they're in the back of the sanctuary. Mazel tov, mazel tov. Nothing could be greater than bringing a grandchild to services. We are thrilled that you're here tonight. I apologize that there are three incorrect page numbers. So just go along with me and know that I know. We use past services as templates, but we have a new prayer book, and not all the page numbers got changed. It was a busy week. I apologize. But our candle lighting can be found tonight on page 12. And I want to welcome up all the post-confirmation moms to light the Shabbat candles for us. Look at these great moms. Amazing, wonderful, talented role model moms. If your children were allowed to applaud in the sanctuary, they'd be applauding now. Candle lighting number two.
We have been taught in days of old that Shabbat begins at sundown, but sundown comes so early on the cold winter's day. And in summertime, the sun is like a child not wanting to go to bed. The summer light lingers in the sky, even as we gather in prayer. So when does Shabbat begin?
Shabbat begins when we have set aside our work week with its busyness and lists. Shabbat begins when we are all together around the Shabbat table or in our sanctuary, both homes for us.
When we are finally together, we light and bless the candles. That is when Shabbat begins.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. Amen.
Thank you, moms. We continue with Lecha Dodi on page 14.
Lecha Lecha Dodi, Likad Likad Kala, Pene Pene Shabbat Likabala. Lecha Lecha Dodi, Likad Likad Kala, Pene Pene Shabbat Likabala. La 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 la, Lecha Dodi, Likad Likad Kala, Pene Pene Shabbat Likabala. Shabbat shame will deep for red belief. La 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 la.
You may be seated. We continue with the Reader's Kaddish on page 15 as I welcome members of the class to lead the Reader's Kaddish for us.
Yid kadash shmei rabba, liyamadi rachute, liyam lichmachute, bechayechon uyomechon, uvchaye dechol beit Yisrael, ba 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 ba, uvizman kariv, bimeru amin. Par vit ramam vit nase vit hadar vit halev vit halal shmei dekudusha berichu le'elam min kol birchata v'shirata tush mechata v'nechemata dami ran b'alma v'meru.
We rise for the Baruch Hu on page 17. continue at the bottom of the next page together. And God said, let there be light. The first light God made before the sun and the stars. God showed the light to David, who burst into song. This was the light Moses saw on Sinai. At the creation, the universe from end to end radiated light, but it was withdrawn. And now it is stored away for the righteous, until all the world will be in harmony again, and all will be united and whole. But until this future world is established, this light coming out of darkness and formed by the most secret is hidden. As we have been taught, light is sown for the righteous.
What am I taking with me from TBS to college? The most basic answer I can give to that is knowledge. To truly explain to you all the gravitas of this acquired understanding, I must sidetrack a bit. Robinson, my almost former high school, is an IB school. This means that junior year I took the mandatory class for IB diploma candidates, IB Theory of Knowledge. In this class, the premise is that there are 8 ways of knowing and 8 areas of knowledge, and we explore different topics through those. TBS has been the main teacher when it comes to the area of knowledge that is religious and spiritual knowledge. As my high school days come to an end, I wanted to see if I could look at my Judaism through the lens of IB. The first way of knowing is language. I know how to read Hebrew, but I can also grasp that the words that come from my mouth should be acceptable to God, regardless of my belief in him. Second way of knowing, imagination. Imagination is what I experienced when I learned how Theodor Herzl had this crazy idea to unite the Jewish people under one nation of Israel. Third way of knowing, reason. Jewish traditions usually have their basis, have reason as their basis. We eat latkes because of the temple oil, so on and so forth. This is important to educate curious people who I'll inevitably meet in college. Fourth way of knowing, intuition. TBS gave me the life skills to intuit that I should, whether or not I should eat the gefilte fish as soon as I step into the Seder. Fifth way of knowing, memory. Remembering the history of not only the Jewish people, not only the Jewish religion, but of the Jewish traditions that have been passed down by my family ancestry and must influence my decision of how important Judaism is to my core identity. Sixth way of knowing, sense perception. The sheer beauty of this sanctuary has always been one of the best aspects of my TBS education. The tapestries, they're just absolutely gorgeous, and I want one for my future home. Seventh way of knowing, emotion. Lying in the dust with my peers during confirmation taught me the importance of not judging others when they share their deeper emotions with you. Finally, the eighth way of knowing, faith. This is the trickiest one. It's a very tricky one. As our adolescent minds have developed into adult minds, our faith is subject to change. New information challenges our commitment to Judaism. But these lessons taught with a diverse array of knowledge is information that all of us post-con graduates will hold forever. I don't know where I stand, but through all the knowledge I've acquired through TBS, I will be well equipped for college. Thank you.
Pick any tapestry, Ben, you can take it to your dorm. We continue on page 19. Unending is your love for your people, the house of Israel. Torah and mitzvot, laws and precepts have you taught us. Therefore, O eternal our God, when we lie down and when we rise up, we will meditate on your laws and rejoice in your Torah and mitzvot forever. Day and night we will reflect on them, for they are our life and the length of our days. Then your love shall never depart from our hearts. Blessed is the Eternal who loves your people Israel. Page 21, the very bottom of the page. When the Shema is written in the Torah, the ayin in the first word and the dalet in the last are enlarged. Together these letters form the word aid, meaning witness, a reminder that we are witnesses for God. a reminder of our ethical responsibilities and the sacred task we have to be witnesses of that one and only one God. As witnesses this Shabbat, we rise for the Shema.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. 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 Baruch Shem Kevod, Shem Kevod Malchuto, Leolam Ba'ed. Baruch Shem Kevod, Shem Kevod Malchuto, Leolam Ba'ed. Shema Yisrael,
בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודך. והיו הדברים האלה אשר אנוכי מצבך
היום
על לבבך, ושיננתם לבניך ודיברת בם, בשבתך בביתך ובלכתך בדרך ושכבך ובקומך. וקשרתם לאות על ידך, והיו לתותפות בין עיניך. וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובישריך, למען תזכרו ועשיתם את כל מצוותי, והייתם קדושים לאלוהיכם. אני אדוני אלוהיכם, אשר הוצאתי אתכם בארץ מצרים, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. One of the reasons we sing Michamocha in every service is to remember that we were freed from slavery. But in truth, I'm not really sure that's the only reason. I think it's because the tradition knew that at many moments in our lives, we stand right before the sea, afraid when it parts, not knowing what life has in store for us on the other side. And the Micha Mocha is in every service to remind us that even when we are afraid, even when we face the unknown, even when we don't know what tomorrow will be, we need to have the courage of Moses and those Israelites, and we need to remember that God is with us.
Micha Mocha Ba'elim Adonai, Micha Mocha Nehedar Ba'Kodesh, Micha Mocha Ba'elim Adonai, Micha Mocha Nehedar Ba'Kodesh, Nora Tehi Lord, Oseh, Oseh Feleh, Micha Mocha Ba'elim Adonai, Micha Mocha Nehedar Ba'Kodesh, Micha Mocha Ba'elim Adonai, Micha
Continue with Hashkivenu, asking God to spread a shelter of peace over us at the bottom of page 26. This was not a Vishamru week for me, but as I was crafting the service the other day, I realized that this post-confirmation service needed a Vishamru, because I think you parents need to remember back to the time when you could actually lift these children in the air, although I'm not really sure we ever were able to lift Ben Koch. but I look out and I remember. They were younger and lighter, and you were stronger and probably didn't have all the orthopedic injuries that you have or issues that you have now. Vishamru in so many ways is a rite of passage in our congregation. So whether or not you have had a Vishamru week, we are singing the prayer tonight for these wonderful young people. Page 27.
Shamru ti leolam mishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asot et ha-shabbat le'dorot ha-meri olam yishishet yamim asah Adonai asah Adonai et ha-shamayim
in my suitcase when I go to college. When I first read this question, Rachel O'Rourke immediately popped into my head. That wasn't only because she's small in travel size, but because she, was my first real friend here at Temple B'nai Shalom. I don't know what I would do without the friends I've made here. They have known me longer than most people, and I have never felt the need to hide my true self from them. They're the people I turn to whenever something significant happens in my life, good or bad, and the people I can count on to always tell me the truth. This community has given me so much more than just good friends. The people I have met throughout my years at TBS have helped shape me into the person I am today. They have given me opportunities that I never thought They have given me opportunities that I never would have taken. For the past 3 years, I have had the honor of serving on the Temple Youth Group Board BC. My fellow board members and advisor Sharon taught me what true leadership is. From being able to plan programs and interacting with the younger kids have allowed me to hone and expand my leadership skills. TBS has not only given me important life skills, but it has strengthened my belief in my own personal values. One value that I will consistently strive to uphold is one that I believe is the overarching theme for all other values. This value, what is hateful to you, do not do to another, is the most important to me because it emphasizes how every person should treat any other person. As I prepare to pack up for college, I want to take everything TBS has given me. TBS has been such a huge part of my life for the past 10 years. The people here have taught me so much, and I would not be the person I am today without all of you. So I would just like to finish with saying thank you. Thank you for all that you have done for me and all that you will do for me. Thank you.
We rise for the Avot V'Imahot on page 29.
Adonai Sefatai Tivtachu Fi Agita Ilatecha Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare
Adonai, Eloheinu Melech, Avotenu v'imotenu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'konei Hakol, V'zelcher chaste avot v'imahot. U'mevi ge'ula l'ibnei b'neihem. Lema'an shemo b'ahava. Melech ozer u'moshiach u'magen. Ruch atah Adonai. Magen Abraham v'ezrat Sarah. Ata gibor leolam Adonai, mechaye hakol atarav lehoshia, mechalkel chayim bechesed, mechaye hakol berachamim rabim, somech noflim v'rofe cholim, umatir asurim, umkayem emunato lishene afar. Mi chamocha ba'al giburot, umi domelach, melech meimit umachaye, umatzmiach Yeshua, v'ne'eman ata lahachayot hakol, baruch ata Adonai, mechaye hakol. Page 32. Our lives are blessed because of the holiness of God. From the beauty of earth and sky to the beauty we have within us, God is everywhere. God has given us the ability to realize how precious life is, and for that we are grateful. Baruch ata Adonai, Ha'el HaKadosh. Blessed are you, the Holy God. Please be seated.
Shabbat Shalom. What will I be taking to college from TBS? Oh, just so you know, this was originally 4 pages, and now it's less than half. Okay, so before this year, I had a hard time integrating my feminism with Judaism, and if you know me, I'm a really hardcore feminist. So how can I combine the two when one traditionally demands my submission? How can I call myself a Zionist when the world blames the word Zionism for Palestinian occupation and struggle? But the definition of Zionism is simply the belief in the traditional Jewish homeland, not the belief that Palestinians should be ethnically cleansed, nor the agreement with Netanyahu's controversial decisions over settlements, occupation, simply the right to our historical homeland. As Mayim Bialik put it, she's the girl from the Big Bang Theory, Zionism is the belief in the right of the Jewish people to have an autonomous state in Israel. I am a Zionist, the actress wrote. Feminism is the belief that a women-driven movement can bring about race, class, and gender equality, and that women deserve all of the rights and privileges afforded to men. I am a feminist. She goes on to explain that accusing Zionism of being incompatible with feminism is exceptionally short-sighted. It smarts of a broad-stroke bias against the entire Jewish people for the violations that occur in a state that was founded on the principles of Zionism. That's not good. Bad things happen when we paint such a broad brush. It's bigotry. So growing up at TBS, I have had a Jewish education that encouraged me to love Israel, find my voice as a Jew, and to ask questions. I've been taught and encouraged to be a thinking Jew with my own thoughts and opinions. That's why it was originally 4 pages. Even when classmates, teachers, and rabbis disagree with my views or don't necessarily understand where I'm coming from, I'm respected, heard, and my thoughts are part of the Jewishly acceptable discourse of our congregation. I have gone beyond the walls of TBS to learn Arabic, to hear Muslim concerns about Jewish positions, and to dialogue with people who aren't liberal Jews. I seek mentors and role models from all walks of life and ideologies, and with all of that, I keep asking questions. I keep seeking my truth as a Jewish feminist and Zionist. So, as I begin my journey to Mormonville, the University of Utah, of all places, I'm going to bring my feminism, my Zionism, and my questions, all things I learned here at TBS.
Good luck. The bottom of page 34. As the Sabbath descends, oh, I missed a song. We'll read this and then we'll sing.
We're good.
As the Sabbath descends, it enfolds us in its mantle of peace. It brings to us the precious gift of time, time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship the beauty of holiness. May every Shabbat be a sanctuary of love and devotion, bringing contentment to our hearts, happiness to our homes, and blessings to our people and all humanity.
These are the gifts that we bring, that we may build a holy place. This is the spirit that we breathe, that we may build a holy place. We will bring all the goodness that comes from our hearts, and the Spirit of Lord will dwell within. These are the colors of our dreams. We mean to make a holy song, that the Spirit of God and the Spirit of love, Shekhinah, will dwell
within. Page 39. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation. They shall study war no more. And so the Hebrew poet, the Israeli poet, Yehuda Amichai, went on with the words from Isaiah teaching, don't stop after beating the swords into plowshares. Don't stop. Go on beating and making musical instruments out of them. Whoever wants to make war again will have to turn them into plowshares first. Shalom Rav. Page 39.
Shalom Rav, Yisrael Amcha, Tasim Leolam. Shalom Rav, Yisrael Amcha, Tasim.
We turn to page 50 as we will bless this new month. When the month of Sivan comes, we know that on the 6th of Sivan,
we as Jews received the Torah at Sinai, and our Reform ancestors chose that festival of Shavuot to be the moment when our young people confirm their Judaism, which they will do magnificently on Sunday. And it is a joy to see how many confirmants are here tonight. What a treat. If you have nothing to do on Sunday morning at 11, join us for the first TED Talk on-screen confirmation in the history of B'nai Shalom. Sivan is an important month as we go to the third tapestry to my left, your right. Each of our pilgrimage festivals, Sukkot, Passover, and Shavuot, show Jerusalem in the distance. Shavuot is different because in the other two festivals, we see our ancestors walking to Jerusalem as they used to do. But when we created the Sivan tapestry, with its pomegranate symbolic of the 613 commandments of the Torah, with my favorite two words of the entire Torah, Vishinantan Livanecha, and you shall teach your children, we decided that the road to Jerusalem would be paved with the Book of Ruth. We were not looking back at all those who walked to Jerusalem, the Book of Ruth symbolic of all those who would choose Judaism in the future, all those who would become Jews by choice. And so our tapestry of Sivan is a celebration of Torah, and it is a celebration of those who willingly choose Torah for their lives. In so many ways, it is the perfect tapestry for post-confirmation and confirmation. So we bless the new month together. According to our calendar, the new month of Sivan began last night. Our God and God of our fathers and mothers, let the coming month bring us renewed goodness and blessing. May it bring us joy and gladness, health and comfort, support and sustenance, life and peace, a life exalted by love of your Torah and devotion to your service, a life in which our heart's desires are fulfilled for good. O wondrous God, who in ancient days led our people from bondage to freedom, redeem us now out of our exile from one another, making all Israel one united people. May it be a month of goodness for us and for all Israel. God of holiness, let the new month bring for us and for the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and happiness, deliverance and comfort, and let us say, Amen. As we turn to page 45, we also turn your attention to the back of your service folder, where you see all of our members, friends, and loved ones for whom we pray. Those in the hospital this evening, those recovering from surgery this week, please sign the cards in the hallway at the caring community table. It is a joy for me to behold that some of the people on our list are right here in our sanctuary tonight. We've been praying for you, and we're glad you're here and thriving. And just know that you are loved and prayed for every day. For every person in need of healing, in mind or body or spirit, we sing the Mishaberach together. Mikor HaBarach.
the renewal of body, the renewal of spirit, and let us say Amen.
We take a moment to pray silently.
For this sermon, I started off thinking literally, what can I take to college with me to TBS, from TBS? Maybe a few shirts, a few pieces of nifty apparel, but as I thought, I realized Temple B'nai Shalom has given me so much more mentally and metaphorically than physically. Throughout my times of need, not only have the rabbis been there, but my friends as well as my community. By now, the whole of the Reform Jewish movement seems to be part of my family. In our temple's youth group program, Beastie, through to Nifty Moore, I have friends who will always be there to help catch me if I fall. From this community, I have also learned how to be a leader through my stint on Beastie board. My connection with my community started off as a leader in Beastie, but quickly led to the larger community of TBS and Nifty. No matter where I go in my life and no matter what I do, I know that Through these past few years, I have stumbled upon one of the most caring and loving communities one could ever wish for, the Jewish community. From the time my family joined this temple, I have gained many friends who have helped shape me into who I am today. These friends not only include those that are my age, but also my past Sunday and Hebrew school teachers who I have grown to admire and from whom I have learned so much. With this community so willing to help me and my family here at home, it is hard to believe that there was ever a time where I felt sad, but when I did, my friends were there to help me feel better. Through my friends persuading me to join Nifty Mar in my 8th grade year and continually bugging me to come back, I found a place that was not only accepting, but also somewhere that I could let my leadership skills grow and blossom. I didn't attempt to be a leader until my junior year when I became Nifty liaison here on BC Board. But when I discovered my potential as a leader, I started branching out more into Nifty and applied for a cabinet position. Although I did not get the position, I became part of the Ruach Committee, where I was in charge of keeping people entertained during our long and boring meetings called Asefa. I kept trying on leadership roles inside and outside of the Jewish community, and just this year was recognized with an Army ROTC scholarship. I could never have gotten such a fantastic opportunity without my temple community pushing me towards the way of leadership and keeping me amped the whole way through. What I will bring from TBS with me to college are, of course, shirts, lounge pants, and a few quarter zips. But most importantly, I'll be bringing along a set of skills, a great, loving community, and the memories of friends, family, and my passion for leadership. So thank you, TBS, for not only helping me achieve my goal, but also for being there when I needed you. From the times when I simply texted a friend and they came over to hang out or swim, to the times I needed you most. Thank you.
Will the class join me for your blessing? You have all taken the most sacred of journeys. You have defied all odds and put your Judaism first as a priority. You stand on your bima, where all of you became bar and bat mitzvah, where some of you used to be a lot shorter than I am. And many of you were consecrated, and I won't even mention some of the brisses I attended. From the moment you took your baby Torah in your arms and carried it proudly, you have walked the Jewish path beside your families, beside one another, from bar and bat mitzvah to confirmation to post-con. This Shabbat, you affirm a lifelong commitment to carry Torah, your Jewish values, and your heritage with you wherever you go in your life. Now the Jewish path is yours to walk as adults. We pray that you continue your sacred Jewish journey, L'dor V'dor, for yourselves and the generations who will come after you. Some of you are future teachers of Judaism. I know it. As you embark on your college experience, we hope you know that your temple family is proud of you. We hope that you will always think of this as your Jewish spiritual home, even as you go off to Jewish life on campus and beyond. We pray that we have given you Jewish tools and skills to create your own Jewish life. We know that you are ready for this important step in your life. May all your learning lead to wisdom. May all your knowledge help you improve the world. May all your paths lead to blessings. May your study of Judaism and Torah never cease. May the Jewish song always be in your heart. May all your prayers for yourself be answered tonight as I bless you once again with a benediction I have said over your little heads for all of your life. But I will do that momentarily after I give them a private message.
Ha 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 ha! Ki Manu, Behegi Yamazman, I say.
Just a little bit of bragging. Noah's going to be the song leader at Six Points Camp, the technology and science camp this summer, and the reform movement is sending him to Havana Shira. So even though his poor mother won't get more than 2 days with him after his high school graduation, the Jewish people will benefit, which makes me happy, even if it makes you cry. We're so proud, so, so proud. We rise for Aleinu on page 53. The confirmee, post-con dads. Post-con dads. You may be seated. Page 56. It is a fearful thing to love what death can touch, a fearful thing to love, to hope, to dream, to be and to lose. A thing for fools, this, a holy thing, love. For your life has lived in me, your laugh once lifted me, your word was gift to me. To remember this brings painful joy. 'Tis a human thing, love, a holy thing, to love what death has touched. At this time in our service, on this weekend of national memory, we continue to do what we do best as Jews, remember. And we remember our beloved members who have died in the past year. Don Drasnin, Brian C. Lewis, Bernie Rosemarin, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, and Leon Bainwall. And we mourn the losses in the past 30 days for our members and for all the victims of violence here and around the world as our hearts go out to Manchester. We mourn Chris Caltis, my friend, and Betty Schneider's friend. Bernard Deutsch, friend of Stephanie Leung. Jerry Goldsmith, friend of the Bond family. Dr. Dan Breitstein, cousin of Sandy Kleinman, Jason and Rabbi Kevin Kleinman. Julian Spector, father of Barbara Fitzgerald. Austin Cohen, friend of Jay Copeland. Dave Citron, father of Joel Citron. Marion Breskin, mother of Bill Breskin. There'll be a minion at the Breskin home June 1st, Thursday at 8 p.m. And we mourn our beloved member, wife of David and mother of Amy and Jenna. We mourn the loss, the death of Carol Lewis, who was buried from this sanctuary yesterday. And David and Amy and Jenna, I'm amazed that you're here tonight, but know that our arms wrap around you with so much love. And this is a place of memory for all of us, and we will say Kaddish with you every single day for the next year and forever. We also mourn the loss yesterday of Mary Hirsch, mother of Steve Hirsch. There'll be a minion at the Hirsch home Monday night at 7:30. They schlepped from Gainesville. It would be wonderful if people schlepped to the minion to Gainesville. So two minions this week, one on Monday night at 7:30, the other at Thursday night at 8. You don't need to know people to join in the minions. We also mourn the loss of Mike Eggerer, friend of Rebecca Copeland, and the loss today of Steve Crow, friend of the Courtney and Clark families. Our hearts go out to everybody grieving this Shabbat. As we remember with love the Yahrzeits that fall this Shabbat, our beloved member, Ruth Ashkenaz, mother of Judy O'Neill, and the Yahrzeits, Carol Gerson, Edwin Guterman, Blanche Raff, Carol Stupel, Louis Blank, Dr. Harold Earl, Francis Hurwitz, Joseph Wise, Irene Jaffe, Mary Lansbury, Victoria Perez, Anna Stettner, Leonard Chandros, Paul Lichtman, Ray Novak, Hi Shovers, William Skolnick, Joseph Slavin, Chaplain Dr. Donald Beers, Nathan Drasnan, Arlene Feitelman, Anthony Metzner, Leslie Weiss, Beatrice Rakeless, I can't find you. Eva Wolfson, raise your hand. Okay. Zichronam Livracha, may all of their memories be a blessing. And we mourn all those who gave their lives so that we could live in freedom. Please join me in the memorial prayer in your service folder. On this Memorial Day weekend, we say Kaddish for all the brave men and women who wore our nation's uniform. We especially remember and honor the memories of all those who gave their lives for our freedom and national security. Our hearts go out to their families and friends who have borne the real price of service to our country. May the deeds of our fallen heroes be an inspiration to all of us to strengthen our resolve to be faithful citizens of this great nation.
May the memories of all those who served the United States of America for the past 241 years be a blessing for us as we enjoy the democracy they gave their lives to protect and defend. In memory of all those we have loved and continue to love, and all those who have no one to remember them but brought love to the world, we rise for the Kaddish on page 60. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shimei rabah v'alma divra chirutei v'alich machutei v'chayechon v'yomechon v'chayei d'chol beit Yisrael v'agala v'zman karib v'imru amen. Yehe shmei rabah mevarach v'olam omei omaya Yit barach v'yishtabach v'yit pa'ar v'yit ramam v'yit nasei V'yitadar, v'yitale, v'yitalal, shmei d'kutsha, b'rifu. L'eila min kol birchata v'shirata, tushbechata v'nechemata, da'amiran b'yalma v'imru, amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. Ose shalom v'roma, v'yase shalom. Imru, 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 amen. Imru, 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 amen. Now that we have had the privilege of remembering, we have the privilege every Shabbat of making the Sabbath holy. That's the uniqueness of Judaism. God doesn't make Shabbat holy, we do. And when we raise the cup in thanksgiving, we have so much to be grateful for. So for their last time before they leave as a class to go off into the world and take the world by storm, which I know they will, I will invite the graduating class of 2017 to the Bima to lead us in Kiddush. You probably don't need your prayer books because you all know it by heart. Somebody raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Not because it's twisted, but because it's a symbol of togetherness, and this class really is very much like a challah.
And you love to eat. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said.
Shabbat Shalom. My name is David Sherrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom. I'm so pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Perlin, for leading us in worship this evening. And thank you, Rachel and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music. Rabbi, your dedication, your heart, your vision, your inspiration. Look what you've done to ensure the future of the American, of the Jewish people. It's tremendous. With a difficult week that I know you've had, looking at the future looks pretty bright. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mazel tov to our post-confirmation graduates. Well, we have many wonderful things happening to TBS over the next month. Starting tomorrow morning, please join Minion Makers for Saturday morning worship. A light breakfast will begin at 8:15 a.m. and services at 8:45 a.m. I'm very excited for our confirmands and their families as confirmation services take place this Sunday, one of the best services of the year in my view. We have so much to be proud of. These young adults live their values of helping our synagogue, our community, and our world. Please attend with us on Sunday. Please plan to join us on Sunday, June 4th, 1 week away, for the annual meeting. Woo! Yes, this one is essential to have a large member turnout, and we will begin signing members at 9 a.m. and Brotherhood's going to treat you to bagels and coffee, so please join us for that and learn about what's happening with our synagogue, but also voting on the new board of directors that are coming in and other important matters. So very important that you're here. Our next social action opportunity is the Rise Against Hunger, and there's flyers, you can find them right in our lobby. This is one where we're joining together. In fact, we were invited to join with the Christ Church next door to Stop Hunger Now, with a pretty bold initiative where their goal, and we can come along to help, and we are helping, is to pack 250,000 meals. And this is over about a week's period of time. They actually, with this hitting many days of the week, and some of them where we're not so available to go, Shabbat and so forth, they carved out a special evening for us, which is on Thursday, June 8th. And so this is a tremendous opportunity to do a very good deed for the world, but also a really nice way for us to partner with the church next door and on this effort. So please. You can check with me, or Jim Sturm is leading this for TBS. Check with Jim if you have any questions. Also, tying back to next Sunday, bring youth group age children for a fun-filled day, King's Dominion. Details about signing up for King's Dominion are available on the TBS weekly email. If you are new to TBS or have any questions or would like more information, members of our board or membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening, our membership representative is our first vice president, Sue Calwaite. Here's Sue right here in the front. So any questions about membership, whether you're a member or someone new to our congregation that has questions about TBS or a membership, please see Sue during Oneg. Wishing you all a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
And if you are going to King's Dominion and your parents are driving, parents come in and be part of the quorum. You don't have to stay for the whole meeting, but we need you for the quorum. So we would really, really appreciate that. My Cole article this month is all about Stop Hunger Now. Hunger is our number one value, eradicating hunger at Temple B'nai Shalom. Our confirmands went shopping by themselves, bought supplies based on their Litakane experience in D.C. this winter, and made 75 bags that they are personally going to deliver in D.C. 25 bags will be available at confirmation for people to take to give to the homeless. But this is an opportunity, June 8th, for all of us to stand together. There'll be two shifts. You can sign up online. You don't have to talk to a soul. Just click. Come. I've participated in the Stop Hunger Now activity. It is just an incredible experience. So please, if you're looking to change the world, change it one bag at a time. Our closing song tonight is the one where we stand, and you have permission, if the person next to you is okay with it, to put your arm around people. Tefillat HaDerech, page 64. You can put your books down and just hug. Generations that have come before us. This Shabbat, you take us into the wilderness in the book of Numbers, and the only way we survive is together. May you always have someone to hold you and care for you as you walk through your personal wilderness. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.